All right, we're sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties, but we're back now with you. We're going to keep it going strong. We're going to get back into the conversation we had. One small bump ain't going to stop the show. We're going to keep it rolling. My grandma used to say, ain't no monkey going to stop. One monkey ain't going to stop the show, so we're going to move forward. I think we got a caller. Let me get my caller back. Go ahead, caller. We got you live. Go ahead and state what you want to talk to us about.
Oh, that's 2 up, 2 down again. You know what I'm saying? I was just, you know, I missed part of the show. I had to step out, and you know what I'm saying? It's tax season, so I do taxes during that time frame. You know what I'm saying? Holler at me if you need the taxes done. But at the same time, I missed the last I heard was your homeboy calling in talking about the marriage thing.
Yeah, so you got an input on, like, marriage? What you think about that, Mark?
I'm in that same situation your homeboy was talking about. You know what I'm saying? As far as like my girl and I, we're not married. You know what I'm saying? But we're living together, and you know, but we are working towards getting to that promised land. And I have to be honest. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of homeboys who are very close to me in my inner circle. You know what I'm saying? That are not. No longer married, and you know it has given me a little bit of fear and doubt. And I don't know if that's just the enemy speaking to me, but you know, old buddy trying to get in the way. But it has touched me a little bit, you know. And I've shared it with my lady, you know, my fears. But I'm trying to get right and trying to do right.
Well, that's all you can do, though. If you shared it with her, y'all have an understanding. And the most important thing, though, Mark and I. Because we all believe that it's safe with the three of us. And this is just our opinion. I mean, it's not, you know, based on anything that you should do or how you should do it. But we all believe that if you have God in your relationship right now, eventually wherever you're going, he's going to lead you to where you need to be. So if that's the foundation, what you worry about, you don't need to worry about. Remember what I said in our first show? When you say I, you're going to mess it up anyway. If you let God do it, it'll work itself out.
Oh, that's true. That's 100% truth right there. That ain't nothing but the truth.
We're going to move back towards where we were headed before. I guess the only people that hurt us in this group were the people in the room, but we were on the topic of science versus religion. Science versus spirituality, science versus whatever you want to title it. But basically we're saying science versus God. With the opinions and the proof and tests and theories and all this and all that scientists have come up with. If we want to do nothing else, but we can leave it with the evolution or the creation of man. Like how do the two, what am I trying to say? Like, how do the two complement each other and how do they contradict each other? Well, from my standpoint, okay, how most religions, you know, question evolution. And because it contradicts what they're taught in the Bible of where man came from and how man was created, it clashes with those teachings and science with its proof, as you said. Okay. Scientists are looking for that, what they call the missing link in. You know, what we evolved from, we look at nature and we see animals and plants evolving, you know, so how can you question evolution? You know, how I can say that. So how can you question evolution? And I go into even from this aspect. Okay. God, right? He created man in his image. You know what I'm saying? He basically gave us free will, and he wants us, you know, he puts conflict in our life. He, you know, the devil buddy is always present. You know, it's almost as if we're an experiment for him. So if we're his experiment, why would he not want to see that experiment from the very beginning? If you want to build your, take it back to elementary school, you had to do that science project every day. I hate doing that science project every day. Because I always try to do the volcano. I can never get the volcano right.
Yeah, you know, I never told the one.
Could never get that volcano right. So if we're God's experiment, you know, you have to get your chemicals, you know, get the ratios right. So you can get the kind of reaction from the chemicals that you're looking for to create the volcano and all that kind of stuff like that. So if that's an experiment, why would God not want to see that experiment from the very beginning? I'm going to throw this out there in that water right now and let it mix up with that stuff right now. I want to see what happened. Wow, look at that. That thing don't do some legs. It's crawling out of the water. It's breathing air now. Man, what is it going to change to from that? So that's where I'm going with it. But seeing that, that's the conflict when you get into that right there, because it science contradicts and questions everything that you taught growing up, you know, reading the Bible. That's how I look at it.
Science kind of sets itself up to work for spirituality. And I'm going to explain how. Research-based evidence is basically stuff that has been researched and you cannot prove it to be wrong. Not necessarily saying you prove it to be right. You can't prove that there's a doubt of that being possible.
Right.
With that being said, it kind of works in the hand of spirituality, because at the end of the day, I don't think nobody at this table, nobody I know, can prove to me beyond a shadow of a doubt that there isn't a God. So the research base kind of is there, but when you die, when it becomes infused with buddy, it's kind of interpreted the wrong way. Because really what you're saying with science is, beyond any research base I can find, this is the fact. So if I come back to you and say, beyond any research I done found, this is the fact of the Bible, you can't prove what I'm saying is wrong. I can't prove what you're saying is wrong. We're at the same point, but we just coming with the wrong argument. You coming to me from one side, I'm coming from another, but we're really going to the same place. So what it is, go ahead, Mark.
And saying all that, my first question to y'all is, first of all, did anybody even know that there was a debate between Bill Nye, the science guy, and a pastor that was on TV the other day?
No, I didn't know that.
I read about it.
You know about it?
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Bill, not a science guy. I don't know his name. I can't remember his name. But yeah,
I can't remember his name either.
What you got? Go ahead.
But in that debate, you know, I didn't see it, but I'm just curious, you know what I'm saying? In that debate, do you think that there could be a true winner and a loser in that? Not saying from a Christian standpoint, not saying from an atheist standpoint, but in that, if you come into that debate with already a predetermined winner or loser, do you think that you could be swayed to one side or the other?
I'm sorry. Can you? We had another difficulty. We're working through it though. But can you? I got the Bill Nye the Science Guy and the pastor having a debate. What was your question?
The question was, though, do you think that there could be a clear winner between Bill Nye the Science Guy or whoever's on his side and religion?
I think at the end of the day, this is me. This is my opinion. A clear winner, the winner is the person who can't be, like Derek said, If you can't raise a question or you can't dispute what I'm saying, then I won't. When we get to, no matter how far you go back in this argument, there's going to come a point to where you can't dispute or you can't argue my point. So that makes me the winner. I think that point in that debate is, if we're going with science and the world coming from, if you want to say Big Bang, or the world coming from, what's the other theory you have? That's super Big Bang, and that's another one.
I only heard of the Big Bang. There's another
one. Evolution, you know, they're saying, you know, that we evolved from monkeys or whatever you want to call it.
I got my question would be, if I was ever in one of those debates, I would ask one simple question. If we're going to go with, let's just use Big Bang, that thing that exploded, where did that come from?
Right.
Who put that there? Science don't have an answer for you for that. It started with the Big Bang. You say that's where it started. What banged? What was it that banged? And where it came from?
Whatever it was, it created the galaxy.
Yeah, that's what you could, yeah, that's your starting point. Your starting point is that seed, that ball, that whatever that exploded and created all. That's your starting point. But if we look at the religious starting point, he says, in the beginning, So, how can you argue? He's everything. He's able to do everything. He's been here since the beginning of time. He's going to be he's here before there was such thing as time. How can you argue logically that that's not the truth?
Okay.
You have nothing to...
I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to play devil's advocate in this, and I'm going to ask you, okay, so in the beginning, I created heaven and earth. Mm-hmm. Did God write that? Who wrote that?
That's what he said.
Exactly. Somebody is telling you that's what he said.
And at the end, you're telling me that either way, you have to believe somebody else's account of what happened, because we know that. So whether you take science or you take religion, you have to believe what somebody else says.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you on that.
At one point or another, you're going to have to say, and it all comes back down to what? What we believe.
That's what it boiled down to.
So is it, I'm going to believe my faith is either in spiritual, God, whatever, or my faith is in God. Man, where's your faith?
I ain't putting no faith in man. Man failed me too many times.
So you can't tell me that something exploded and created all this, not when I have what I believe in is telling me that I created all this. God, this is what I believe. Now, I will say that I think that Science can be good. I think where science took a left turn, or where science becomes, I don't even want to say a problem, but becomes controversial, is when we talk about the beginning. Because when you tell me science is the beginning, you can go back by using science and determine the beginning. That's when you lose it. But everything else, I mean, we have to take. And if I'm going to put so much faith in science. Martin, you still on the line?
I'm here.
Okay. If I'm going to put so much faith in science and the study of man, and with all the technology we have, with all the educational stuff that we can attain right now, with all of that intact, you can just watch TV for an hour. And I guarantee you, you'll see a commercial that comes on about some type of medication. Now, we have a bunch of scientists and researchers who have taken an ailment and have studied it and have broken it down and determined, okay, this is what causes the redevelopment of medicine to treat this ailment. At the end or throughout that commercial, you're going to hear all types of side effects. They cause this, that, boom, 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 all throughout the day. All these things that it's going to cause is worse than the issue I'm taking the medicine for.
The helmet itself.
Yeah. So how is science so dependable? Why do we rely so much on science when you don't even, after all these hours of study and all this money and technology we put in studying this specialty medication, you can't perfect that. But you can tell me what it works for. I can help anybody.
say that faith. Who you gonna believe? Like I said, I don't have no faith in man. I'm gonna believe the one that's been there for me every time I call him.
Now, I think the somebody somewhere ran into a problem with the story or the principle behind it. They ran into a problem with believing something. Like somebody posed a question to me one time, long time ago. And it made me think about it. This is way before I would even talk about religion openly. But they posed a question to me, something like this. If we've been told, and the Bible tells us that Adam was the first man on the earth, and from Adam we got Eve. Adam and Eve bore sons.
Right.
Did you ever hear about Adam and Eve having a daughter? They could have. I might have missed that part of the story.
Not in my opinion. You, Mark?
Nope.
Okay. So, if Adam and Eve had sons, where did the rest of them come from? Because I'm pretty sure Cain, Abel, and the baby. Now, it might sound stupid to you, but if you're thinking about if I'm supposed to take the Bible literally, and it ain't in the story that he had a daughter, where the rest of us come from? Unless there's some ancestral stuff going on. Like, how does the rest of us get?
That question
I think that's the debate itself right there. There you just summed up the entire debate. You know, the simple fact that there's holes in the stories in religion.
Yeah.
And that's where your faith comes in. You know, whether or not you just gonna take that story for what it is and believe it, or you gonna question it. A mind like yours questions. A mind like mine questions. But in the end, in order to progress and become better people, which I would have to not try to speak for you, but I'm just saying that's my goal in life, is to become a better person.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to have that faith and just that buy-in, as they say at the job. You know, mm-hmm. You got to get that buy-in. If I had that buy-in, then that's what I'm going to go with. Simple as that. But that itself, that question right there is the cause of all of the debate, the Bill Nye Science Guy. I like somebody who do. Bill Nye Science Guy versus whoever in religion.
I asked that question because I thought I was going to answer it. I'm going to tell you what I got. At the end of the day, that doesn't make me not believe in God. What that tells me is that the Bible is a book of stories about people's lives and about accounts that happened and things that happened back in time and this, that, and third. The Bible, to me, is a life map. There's no situation that I can run into that I can't find in the Bible. I can't find a similar situation in the Bible. So it gives me kind of direction. But the Bible doesn't tell me who God is. The Bible doesn't legitimize that to me. God legitimizes God to
mm-hmm.
me. God is to me who he is to me. He don't have to be. He's not going to be the same thing.
There you go.
And that's where we run into problems in church, when you go into a church where you have one pastor. And I don't even want to say problem, but if you go in with the mentality that this pastor is giving the account of what actually happened, he's basically running your life at that point, because he's telling you what you should do or what you shouldn't do, what happened or what didn't happen. No, the Bible says, study to show thyself. I am who I am. That's what they said I am, but who do you say I am? Who have I been to you? I think we lose that, and that's why it's so easy for people to get, and I'm going back to the marriage conversation that we had. How can we tell somebody whether it's right or wrong? I can't tell you that. You have to go with what you know inside you, that voice that talks to you, that thing that you believe in, that thing that guides you. Follow that.
You're right.
Follow that, okay. You're all right. Whatever your decision is. Go ahead, Mark. I hear you boiling. Go ahead.
Man, this topic right here is a very, you know, very touchy topic, man. It's like I don't deny anyone's right or anyone's view on that. I don't even try to, I'll say, sway them to my side because, and I know I struggle with that on my own because I feel like, you know, sometimes when it comes to religion, the word teaches us that we should be, you know, being able to witness and testify to another person and to not feel like I wouldn't say I'm wasting my breath, but I have a friend that doesn't believe in God at all, and it shocked me to hear that this person that I thought, you know what I'm saying, was someone that was in the Word or someone that was studying the Word, to hear them say that they don't believe at all, it floored me. And no matter what I did, I could not get that person to I guess you say, convert. I was like, you know, I'm thinking to myself that there's so much in the kingdom for that the kingdom offers you, and you don't want to be a part of it. You don't want to be a. How do you live your life without His goodness? How do you? I can't see myself living my life without His goodness. I can't see myself living without Him being a daily presence in my life. Now, granted, I ain't doing, you know, the holy as a thou, but at the same time, it's just like the goodness of the Lord is just too good for me to pass up. That's like, you know what I'm saying? I got a handful of cookies, and tomorrow I come back and get some more cookies. You know, well, I'm supposed to pass them up? You can't just do that, man. For me, this is, you know, having to hear someone say something or having to hear someone speak against God boils me over because I don't understand it. I get
Check
frustrated when I hear that.
Check this out. Let me give it to you like you say. How can you deny the goodness of God and the goodness of the kingdom and the goodness of whatever you said? How can you live without that? How can you? Stop and think for a second. You've experienced what you've experienced, which has molded your opinion and your belief. You can't say what that person has experienced or has not experienced. Maybe they don't know the same goodness that you know. Maybe they've heard of it, but they've never experienced it. Or if they did, they didn't know what they were. It's easy. That guy, that we were talking about, that we call Buddy, that guy is real tricky, man. That guy is real, he's real intelligent, man. He know a lot. One of those men, like, he can confuse you very, very quickly. And he can make you believe that something that you attained, something that you experienced, something that you love, something that you hold dearly, something, he can make you believe you did that. And give you all the justification in the world to make it make sense. But at the end of the day, when you run into a situation that you know there is no way on this earth that I could have done it. None. There is no way on this earth that any other person could have done that for me. But yet it happened. That's when you start to question how, where, why. And when you question, you just have to be willing to accept the answer that you get. If you're going to look for, when you get your answer, if you're still looking for something bad, you're going to miss it next time. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
understand you totally, too. And to piggyback off what you're saying, when that question comes into your mind, that how, when, why, thank God. And all your answers will be there. Because then you understand it ain't for you to do. You know what I mean? Like, the thing that I'm brought back to a lot in this conversation. And it is a touchy conversation like Mark said, but it needs to be addressed because everybody wants to talk about it, but everybody's scared of it for some reason. And the only way for us to get an understanding is to put it on the table.
Yeah, you gotta talk about it.
You gotta talk about it. I mean, of course we would talk about it, but it's good that we get this conversation out of it so it can be heard. If I'm doing what I'm supposed to in my walk with God, my understanding, my spirituality, I might not have to tell Corey so much what to do and how to find God.
Can I pause you for a second?
Yeah.
Okay. When you say supposed to, how do you know what you're supposed to do? I don't know the future. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 years.
Who says you're supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly. How do you know this is what I'm supposed to do? How do you know that?
For mine, now, I can only speak for myself.
Right.
So when I say what I'm supposed to do, I'm saying what God leads me to. Now, we all know that understanding you have when you're doing something is right. Everybody gets it. Everybody's familiar with it. We might not acknowledge it. But when you're doing right, you know you're doing right. And you know when you're doing what should. You know that for yourself. So that's when God's leading you. So if I'm walking in that walk, every time I step out my house, that's the way I'm walking, in the walk of the way I know is right. You can bet and believe much time me, you, and BJ spend together, y'all see that. I ain't got to tell you. If you hear me talking about why I'm doing it, how I'm doing it, sooner or later, you're going to get curious. Dang, Dad doing pretty good. Dad looking pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I should try to promote or do a little something. Dad, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? Hey, Dad, hey, come here, homeboy. Come here for a minute. Let me talk to you. What is it that you're doing? I won't have to, and this is to your conversation, Mark, because the topic you brought up about trying to influence someone else. Sometimes we can't influence them by telling them, because we've been children when we grown people. And we know dealing with our parents told us all our life probably the right thing to do. But we was totally going to find out for ourselves how we was going to do it.
Right, because they right.
Right, exactly.
Not
exactly.
Saying that they right
exactly.
Or wrong.
Exactly.
It's just not right for me.
Exactly. So more for me, I think it's a walk that you have to have for yourself. If you okay, everything around you eventually will be okay. Or you ain't going to deal with it, or that's not going to deal with you. You can't say that. Go ahead, Mark.
I'm going to cut you out there, but let me ask you this. So when you see someone and you feel like you need to witness to that person, do you take that, like when your spirit leads you to witness to a person and you witness to them and it just you don't feel like it sank in, do you feel like you didn't accomplish the task that you were led to do?
I used to, but time and understanding has taught me that whatever I'm saying and doing, if it's God's will and God lead, and I know God's leading me to do it, they got some out of it.
And I'm not concerned with how you feel about what I do.
Right. My position and my purpose is only to put it out. And I'm going to walk it, I'm going to talk it, and you're going to see it for yourself. You're going to see the miracles he can make through me. So if you want to be a part of it, and if you don't, like you said, I can understand why not. And it would upset me, but I can't save you. I can only take myself to heaven.
Save myself.
And that's it.
There you go.
It is.
You hit it, Mark. You said it just then, didn't you?
Yeah.
And that's what it really boils down to, Mark. I mean, it's frustrating, but over time, I've learned if I let myself get caught up in that, I stagnate my own progress. I want to progress. So I'm going to continue to do what I'm supposed to, because in some way, in some manner and form, I believe I'm shaping those around me by walking God's walk, regardless if they ever tell me or not. You know what I'm saying? We all been to funerals, and I don't want to go to a bad side point of view, but this is just an analogy I'm throwing out there. We all been to funerals, and we've seen how well people talk to people after they are gone. But you can be in that person's vicinity all your life and never say the things you realize once they're gone. They walk, speak for themselves, good or bad. Good or bad. What you do while you here is going to talk for you when you're gone. So make every day count. You got to make every day count. And that's how I live my life now. And for me, I say it again, I'm good. Derek is good. I'm real good. I'm real good because I'm okay with that. And I know that's all I can do. And the rest God going to do for me.
I'm going to say this. But I got a text, and I had to read it a couple times to grasp the concept of the message. Now, I don't know if the message was sent with this intent, but what I got out of the message was, today is all I have. Today is all I will ever have. Yesterday happened, and I can't do nothing about it. I could learn from it, but that's still today. Tomorrow, I can't be concerned with because I don't know what's going to happen.
It's going to be today.
When I wake up tomorrow, guess what I call it?
Today.
So today lasts forever. Today is all you got, is all you ever going to have. Make the best of today. We get caught in what I do today is going to affect my tomorrow. Man, I'm not worried about tomorrow. What if I don't see it? I wasted it today, thinking about tomorrow. Knowing I can't change yesterday, why I'm going to sit there and concentrate on yesterday. I'm wasting today.
Today.
That old adage or that old saying, don't put off this. Don't put off tomorrow.
Don't put
off
for tomorrow what you can do today.
I think that's, once you really understand that and once you grab that and once you live by that concept, everything else will take care of itself. Because if I walk with God today, if I allow him today, and when I say allow him, I realize that the only person that can stop me,
yeah,
that is the only person that can stop me from doing anything, period, me. And it all goes back to what I believe. Now, this is a touchy, and we keep saying that, this is a touchy subject, because in listening to it, somebody walk in and listen, start listening to this conversation, it could be easily, you could easily get the idea that we're talking against God. You know what I'm saying? Because we've been taught that God knows everything. He's already laid out the path. He's already this and he's already that. But even he said, it's enough supplement today.
Mm-hmm.
Why worry about what you're going to do tomorrow?
Why
would you put that unnecessary strain on yourself?
Let me have it.
You can't do that wrong. I got that. If you let
me. Yeah.
That's your choice.
If you let me, and that's where it comes to that point where getting in our own way. And we do it a lot. I mean, I'm not immune to it now. Even though I understand my walk, I'm not immune to getting in my own way because it's hard to beat butt. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's hard to beat the flesh. Really, it's what it all comes down to. It's the flesh. It's the flesh that will sell out in a heartbeat. Your mind and soul know wrong. Your flesh going wrong before you even think about it. But your mind and soul know what's right. Like I said, you get that feeling. You know. You know what I mean? You know for yourself. We all know for ourselves when we're doing wrong. We can be in a situation where we can do what's right and say, no, I ain't going to do that. Because I just don't want to do that. But in that moment when you're saying you ain't going to do that, you know it's the right thing to do.
Man,
you know it's the right thing to do. So whatever you get after that, that's what you damn deserve.
Anytime you second guess, anytime you have, this is my opinion.
Yeah, you told me.
Anytime you sit down, you think about what to do. 9 times out of 10, you can talk to yourself.
Right.
Because inherently, I think we know when faced with a situation, when faced with this, when faced with that, we know inherently what to do. But when we go to thinking about it, when we go to rationalizing, and we go planning,
he got it.
And that's where you lose. That's where you lose because now I'm going to put, it might be this, and I'm just throwing this out. I can see you there on the side of the road, high flat. He don't see me, but I see him.
Mm-hmm. 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 I know you're going with me, too.
Now, in that moment, what you got to think about? Pull over and help the man.
Mm-hmm.
But we might think, okay, well, I got somewhere to be. Or, you know what I mean? I don't feel like being dirty. I don't feel like doing it. What he doing for me? We'll think all kinds of things. The moment you start thinking,
you're trying to, buddy.
You justifying.
Buddy is justifying you not going to do what you should be doing.
Don't think about it. It's big, but it's hard because we've been trained all our lives to think. Think about it. Think clearly. Think with it. Think. Use your brain. For what? He got that.
Yeah.
He got that. Yeah. All he's going to do is tell me the wrong thing to do.
That scenario you gave is perfect because we've all been at that point where we've seen something or experienced something we knew in that moment what we should have been doing, but Say we coming home from work. We got to go pick up the kids. Or we don't have a long day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You're going to say to yourself, oh, he's a big guy. I know him. He's pretty good at fixing cars. He changed on the side. Or you're going to say, gee, he ain't see me. He ain't see me. He ain't see me. I ain't going to say nothing about it. All that's wrong. And you know it's wrong. And you go home and it wait on you. If you stop for 2 seconds, DJ might tell you, dog, I'm good.
I'm good. Go
right on. I'm good. You ain't got to do nothing. You go home, it don't weigh on you. You good. You go to sleep. And the next day you sleep on and you okay. You don't have to sleep on the next day and hope he didn't see you.
No. We so stupid. Some of us. So stupid. Because we talk ourselves out of it.
Yeah.
And then don't when we see him, and, yeah, man, I see you. Yeah. I was going to do this. But, yeah, no, you weren't.
That's what we do, man. This is what Thoughts of a Brother is about. Open conversation about whatever you want to talk about. We're on a pretty touchy subject as we keep saying, but we don't care. We open to whatever you want to talk about. Let's talk because we all open minded. We are grown men that grew up, went through life struggles, and we just want to learn from you. We be hungry for understanding. That's what it is. That's what it all comes down to.
Another question. This might have been one if you get it, really. But
you can't win, but go ahead.
I got an idea, like, okay, how can you get in any public arena, or even in private, and sit down and talk about God, and if you believe in God, and you get that. I put it out there. I'm over there. If you believe in God, like you say you do, why you didn't go to church?
Another loaded question.
Why don't you go to church?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've made excuses for a long time. At the end of the day, what's in me, the bottom line is, I don't feel like I need it necessarily to A, get me in the heaven, and B, have a relationship with God. I really don't feel like I need church to be in one of those things because, like you just said 15 minutes ago, God is who he is to me. He don't have to be who he is to me. He ain't got to be who he is.
And how I get it don't got to be the way you got
it. You ain't got to understand it. You really don't. But you can't tell me that I'm wrong because I'm not in the church and the door is open. You can't tell me that. My belief is this. Church is a place. Now, I'm talking about the building church.
The physical
building that we call church.
Church
is a place where people who have something to give go. I'm gonna say it like this. You got two types of people that should be at church. You got people that are looking to receive and people that are looking to give. Once you reach a certain understanding, I think I should be going in the church looking for somebody to, like you said, we got one pastor of a church. Now, yeah, he stands there and he delivers the message and he gives it that. Let me take it out of church and give it to you. Let's say you got a bank. And there's one person that deposits money in that bank. Everybody else who goes to the bank, go to withdraw. What do you think going to happen to that bank?
The bank going to go on.
Why?
Because more going out than going in.
Now, let's put that in the same. Let's go back to church. You've been going to church for 30, 40, 50 years, and I ain't talking about nobody in particular. But
right.
You've been going to church for a number of years. You should be at a place. You should have grown to a place where you're depositing into that place. Instead of always withdrawing, going looking to withdraw. You keep withdrawing and it ain't no deposits going on. What's going to happen?
It's going to go on.
The idea behind church, in my opinion, like I think church was developed and it was designed for people of a like mind and like to go and testify and do all of this and that and the third about giving stuff. It's also for people who when I get to the point where I realize or I accept the fact that God is here, what do I do now? Where I go? Who I go? What do I do with this? So I go into church as a person who has always been on my own. I ain't never really done the spiritual thing, and I think this is why a lot of people shy away from church. When I go into church, I'm automatically looked at because I don't got the speech that you got on, because I don't know how to talk the language that you talk, because I ain't jumping up and down, I ain't running up and down the aisles, and I'm not putting on the same show, that's what I call it, that you put on. Now you wondering why I'm there. Mm-hmm. So you know what, I make every night.
Legitimate point. Real legitimate point. But I think that's where the spirituality and the religion, because like you said, church was built, I think, and the foundation of a church, the physical building, was implemented with the right intention for us to go to worship, show the praise, share our praise, our miracles of God has done in our life with us. But inside of that, but it got in. Because everybody coming into the church ain't coming into the church with the same understanding. And that's why you get a lot of people that's not going to church like we did in the days when our grandmas and our mamas and kids. And we ain't got to go back that far. When we were kids, when our mamas was grown and our daddies was grown, and we were growing up, we went to church to learn. Much as we didn't realize it, we thought we were going out of obligation because we were forced to go. We like going to church. Now I sit here at 35 and say to you, I miss that.
But it's hard to find.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And that's where the problem comes in, because now churches are not what they were when we were growing up. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong. I guess I am saying something wrong with churches today.
Yeah.
There ain't no way around getting around trying to sugarcoat it. It is something wrong. And when you take that true undisputed love out of the church, that everybody had that common understanding, that's when it just falls apart. And why, like you said, I totally agree. Why would I want to go to church and I feel prosecuted death? I can stay home and be prosecuted by myself.
Oh, I ain't going through no prosecution.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I ain't going through that.
Totally. Mark, you still with him?
He's scared of that.
Mark?
That's a scary topic to talk about.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll keep moving forward.
Why would we consider that a scary topic?
Society makes it a scary topic. Society forms our thoughts. And they try to train you not to question. No question. The question don't doubt that conform to what we do. Don't question what we do. Which goes against everything in the Bible. Again, going back to the Bible, tells us that we should, right? In but not us. Don't conform. And it's like you said a long time ago, like this one. It's hard for that one person to totally disagree with what y'all doing.
Yeah.
But it's hard for me to say that. Right?
Yeah.
It's hard to go against the mass.
The mass is always going.
Right. I'd rather fall to the back and not do anything or just do what you do. Than to play it safe.
Yeah.
Wish I could give him some calling in. Where Eric at, man? Where my boy E? I thought he had another question for me.
Then he probably still eat.
I hope not. That joke about me went to a buffet and he still eat. But my boy E, man, Mark called in. We welcome all calls, man. Just call in. As you can see, we'll talk about anything. We're going to keep it, you know, grown folk. We're going to listen. We're going to understand where you're coming from. We're going to put our opinions out there. We want to hear yours. I mean, call in. See what you got going on. Another topic, I don't know if y'all guys want to move forward or we want to stay on that topic, but another topic I was thinking about, man, I was watching. I seen something in the Super Bowl. And since we're on this topic, I'm going to have to go on. Much as I want to talk about the Super Bowl, I got to get this in. I was diehard Denver Bronco all the way. So much, I've been a Denver Bronco fan so long that I think I was cloud. I think my judgment was clouded on paying attention to Russell Wilson. I never paid attention to Russell Wilson because all the hype was on Peyton Manning. I like Denver. Now looking back on it and realizing every time Russell Wilson has done an interview or I've seen Russell Wilson talk, he's always gave all his credit to God. And understanding that now after the Super Bowl, even as a Denver Bronco fan, if I would have been paying attention to that last Sunday, I would have told you I'm probably not fighting the losing battle.
No, you
don't
know yourself.
Yeah, I would have known I was fighting the losing battle. Do we think, even in sports, as well as life in general, do we think that that same thing we keep continuing to say, you have to have God in it, plays a part?
I'm gonna go this way. If you even believe in God, you genuinely believe that there is a God, nothing that you do is gonna work without it. Nothing. You might get away with it for a little bit, but you ain't winning. And in the day, it's gonna fall down until you come back to that meeting. You gotta go with what you believe, and I think that's the principle, that's the basis of life. Whatever you are, atheist, whatever you are, stick to what you believe all the time, and the truth will come. And it's gonna either gonna come and it's gonna confirm or it's gonna correct. But at the end of the day, if this is what I believe, I'm not because of you or because of controversial topics or because. You know, if you shy away from it, okay, whatever. That's what you do. But yeah, I do with you. If there's anybody that honestly believes in God, you have to have something you know, that you do if you want to be successful.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I totally agree. Bone, y'all got quiet on us, man.
Yeah, you know.
You know, I'm trying not to
go too far in this one.
Go too far. We don't got enough time left in the show. You know, I need a couple of hours for that.
Well, we got all the time in the world. We only going to be more for that.
You know, I touched on the subject earlier about, you know, whether or not, you know, you need church. You know, I don't necessarily feel like you need church to be spiritual. To have a relationship with God. Churches, like you said, therefore spiritual support, spiritual guidance, you know, stuff like that. But to say that because I believe in God that I have to go to church, or why you don't go to church, why do I have to go to church? You know, I don't have to go to church to have a relationship with God. I'll fall down on my knees in a minute. I'll pray to Him in a minute. No hesitation. I know the reason I'm in the position I am in is because of Him. Church didn't teach me that. A church didn't tell me that. That, like you said, that inherent good lets me know that it's got to be something bigger than me. Like going back to the big bang.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who created the bang?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's got to be something bigger than me. That to me is the downfall to man and the human race. And I'm going to go probably to the left a little bit with this. Let's talk about aliens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other life forms on other planets. How can we sit here as human beings and think that we are the only planet with life forms? That is arrogant to me to think that there can't be as far as the galaxy is. As much about out there that we do not know, how can we say that, how can we think that we're the only intelligent life form in the galaxy?
Well, I will, this is my opinion, I will say that I know that there is, but I can't say that I know that there is not.
You know that reach 37, yeah.
What I will say is if it was meant for me to know, I would. At the end of the day, it ain't bothering me.
I ain't bothering you.
I got that.
So whether they exist or not, that's all that's on them. And I do believe, you know what I mean? I do believe, like you said, I do believe, I don't believe God does nothing for nothing. Nothing. There's nothing that he does that does not have a point to it. So if, even if there's not another life form, there's a reason for those other planets that are out there. We live on Earth. That's where humans live. We might even live somewhere else. I don't know about it. At the end of the day, all I'm concerned with is, and I got where you were going with that. You're saying, like, at least I think I got where you were going with that. You're still going back to God and who he is to be here.
Yeah.
There was no, and we're talking about church, like, I don't want anybody to think that I'm against church. Not against church.
Neither am I.
Let me get that disclaimer. I'm not against church.
Not at all.
I'm not against it. I just don't think that the purpose that it was intended to serve is serving all the time. That there's too much emphasis being put on church and not the reason why you're going to church. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we believe in God, and I might have a bad day. I might, you know, but it might be on. I might say, you scared? I might say, like, man, look, this is how I feel. And I'm not texting you to get any kind of encouragement or this and the third. This is just how we talk.
Right.
You might respond to me with something that changes my whole outlook. Hey, man, you focusing on the wrong thing. No, that's what that's intended to do. It's intended to send you back. Don't let it do that. At that point, you just became my brother. I'm not saying that you became, but I'm saying you're being that brother at the moment. That spiritual brother. You put me back on the track where I need to be. We didn't go to church to do that.
No, that was church.
Thank
you. Go to church. This church right here.
That's
right.
That's right now.
This church right now. It's just not that building that everybody thinks of. You don't need that building. And that's where the religion come in, because everybody get caught up in that. It's not so much that. If you're talking, if I'm not mistaken, if two or more, it's three of us and we're talking about God. Why are we not having church? We doing it with an understanding where we're not saying what we're saying is all the end. It's the end and the beginning. We're saying we open to whatever you bring to this conference. But this is our understanding. Enlighten me. I want to be enlightened.
Tell me who he is to you.
Yeah, enlighten me. Enlighten me. I want understanding. I live for understanding. It was a day I lived to be unchanged. Now I live to be understanding. It's just better. I mean, you learn it. You steady learning. Who don't want to learn?
Well, I was going with that this whole right and wrong thing.
Yeah.
There is nobody on the face of the planet that can tell another human being that I went back to the community. Like you said, we all know right and wrong somewhere. I don't want to walk into this temple. Sit there and listen to each other. I don't want to do that. Because what justifies you? What gives you the authority to tell me where I'm right and where I'm wrong? When you walk the same way, when you face the struggle yourself, you might know mine. I just don't know you. You can't tell me that there's a man that walks the face of this earth that don't do wrong. So how are you more how are you more, what's the word I'm looking for? Makes you so right?
Yeah.
It makes you so right. You know, you shouldn't be trying to tell me what I'm doing wrong. You should be trying to teach me what to do.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Just encourage me to do right. Show me the right path to take. That should be the job of a church or a pastor, how you want to put it. Shouldn't be there to browbeat me or beat me down. Not saying that all churches do that. Now that's individualized per pastor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That to me is what makes a good pastor or a pastor that may struggle to get his, I don't want to say opinion, or do his job, which is what, to guide us, right?
Yeah.
He's a shepherd. He's a shepherd. He's supposed to guide us. So, you know, don't beat me down. Just show me how to build myself up. That's what they should be doing.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. Now, don't get me wrong. In some instances, I do believe you have to point out wrong when you see it. What I'm saying is don't condemn me for my wrong. Build me up. My uncle always said this, don't kick a man when he's down. Won't you bend down and help him up? You know what I'm saying? You do more help to me picking me up than kicking me. So I don't need to be chastised in every instance. Now, sometimes we do need it. Or we need it pointed out to us so we can get turned in the right direction. But it's a way to get your point across. And that's empowerment. And I think that's all what we're saying. We need a preacher, or we want a preacher, or a shepherd. Not even we're gonna get out of the church. We're gonna just say, as a mentor, my shepherd, my mentor, my guy, I wanna be empowered by it. I don't wanna be kicked or felt like I'm being chastised all the time. Empower me. You know what I'm saying? As a father, I want to empower my kids. I want to empower y'all as my friends. I just want to be empowerment to anybody that's around me because I know what the other way can do. It was done to me. Why would I do something to somebody else that I didn't like being done to me? Same reason we all having this conversation about churches, because a lot of us don't go to church. I'm speaking for myself. Some instances I pulled away from the church because I don't want to hear you talk about what I'm doing wrong, what everybody's doing wrong. Let's talk about what God will do. You know what I'm saying?
I think we all agree. Now, again, and maybe we'll say this for the next conversation we have, you know, before we come along over, but just like we pointed out the disadvantages or the things that are wrong with us, we need to also go back and look at the things that are right. How is it benefiting us? How is it benefiting the people that know? What can we get from? Maybe what can we add to it? You know what I mean? Don't look at it as what I'm getting. What can I add to it?
Yeah.
If I feel like there's something wrong with it, then go do something about it. And on that note, we got 5 seconds left, so we're going to thank y'all for listening. And we'll catch y'all on the next show.
With that being said, lock your doors, open your hearts to the Lord. Hard but it's fair. One love, JWJ. Dad out.
There's a fine line. Baby, I'm on it.
There's a fine line between love and hate. You see, can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it. There's a fine line between love and hate. You see, can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it.
give and take, and I done took so much, now give in my glory. To have a choice to be who you want to be is left over to me, and my mama them told me.
Focus. Then from the Glock rounds and lockdowns and burials, the seeds that sow get devoured by the same locusts. Cause it's a hard road to hoe if your ass don't move and the rain don't fall and the ground is dry, but the roots are strong, so some survive. To your surprise, now I voice their cries. You got more juice than Zeus, slinging lightning trying to frighten flames dwellers of the Serengeti, but get beheaded when you falsely dread it. Melanin, silicone, and collagen injected, dissecting my pride. Who the one gonna get it started? We be the lion hearted without infanticide. It's like that red sprite you can't imagine unless you're looking at the canvas of life, not through the peephole of mortality. Single-minded mentality, getting over on loopholes, getting paid twofold on technicalities. Clicking your heels, scared to voice how you feel, packing steel, picking cotton from the killing fields with no total. I don't think we in Kansas, no moto. Midwest or dirty south, clean dress or dirty mouth. Whether robbing preachers or killing poor righteous teachers, you a scared demon, shouldn't be allowed to spread semen. And your cowardly lines never define the jackals of Babel. Running with they pack, tail between your legs, throw the mane on your head, say the story. As you downplay your glory, cackling, helping the shackling of your brethren happen, just by rapping. Libertad, 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 libertad.